the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a unique opportunity for me that I want to take advantage of. Normally, when I baptize someone, I'm speaking to the parents, exhorting the parents to raise their child in piety, that this is a beginning for their child, and that they must continue in the ways of our Lord, following the commandments, so that she may grow to maturity. But I know the parents pretty well. I don't need to exhort the parents to do this, because it would be like preaching literally to the choir. So Anna, I want to say these words to you. And since I will record these words, and they will be eventually transcribed, hopefully this will be something you'll be able to read. Perhaps at some time in your life, if you have a difficulty, these words will help you. Anybody who's been around me for a while knows I have certain pet verses that I refer to again and again. Regardless of what the text of the day is, I always seem to mention these things.